This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm going to do a segment on woke lefties. Confess your sins. They need to stop fronting. You know what fronting is? That's a term we use in the vernacular in the black community. It means you're pretending to be something you're not. Stop fronting. That's what you'd hear a lot back when I was growing up. Man, that dude is fronting. It could be about the type of money he had or how tough he was. Or whatever else. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. This is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The world we live in, kids are not going to be prepared for it. They're not going to be prepared for the different cultural aspects of life. See, life is about cultures. It's not about race. There's a culture. There's an underground culture of the criminal. Let me tell you, I have family members who are criminals. You're uneasy around them because they have a completely different culture. Their culture is not one of, you know, respecting your property, your life, things like this. And you really don't know if they will do something stupid and not even think about it. I tell this story. I've told this story quite a few times. I had a cousin. She got drunk at our family reunion. She was a drunk anyway. I mean, she was a functioning alcoholic. But I'm talking about this chick could drink. And her daddy was an alcoholic. And we were playing dominoes. And I'm not going to bore you with the details, but she threatened to shoot her own cousin over nothing, over nonsense. And when I tell you she would have shot him, trust me, she would have shot him had people not intervened. That's how stupid she is. Culturally, she's so different than many people in the family, you don't want to be around her. I have cousins who are stone cold criminals, drug dealers, pimps. You name it. You don't want to be around them. They look at your kids, your daughter, differently. They don't see them as, that's my cousin or that's my, you know, my niece. They don't see them that way. They see them as a mark. Everybody's a mark. It's a cultural difference in America. It has nothing to do with race. Let me explain the cultural difference. The cultural difference for Pelosi and Obama and people like that is they are elitist. They believe that they should be running the country and you don't. That is what culturally binds them together. That's what culturally binds leftists together. Now, we as conservatives, we have a cultural bind. That bind is usually based on some sort of Judeo-Christian value. It's a work ethic. It's a morality that you possess based on your religious thinking. And the problem is, we rely on good to just overtake evil. We think good wins by just us continuing to be good. Live your life in a good way and everything will be okay. Yeah. But you know what? Jesus did. Onward Christian soldiers marching off to war. You have to understand that it is not going to organically happen. People ask me all the time, Kevin, what happens when you get confronted with such and such? I go, man, do you understand I become an 800-pound gorilla when you get in my face? I don't care how big you are. I don't care how many of you there are. I've warned quite a few crowds that, look, I'm not Superman. I can't take all of you out. But a few of you will absolutely have lifelong injuries. I'm not going down. Understand this. I'm prepared to die. I was listening to Boss Rudin, who's one of my idols. I love Boss. And in terms of fighting, he's just an amazing guy. I love his training technique. He's just an amazing guy. I teach in many ways Boss Rudin's technique. And you know what he said? He trains his daughters. He says, I train them attack with unrelenting fury and be completely crazy in your attack. And he goes, because that scares off most people. Now, what I'm telling you folks is, you better be ready to attack with unrelenting fury and be crazy in your attack, because these people are absolutely out to get you. And here's what's funny about it, and I want to go back to fronting. All these people that are out there virtue signaling, they agree with you. The majority of them, not all of them, the majority of them agree with you. They get in front of the camera, they say one thing, and they get behind the camera and they say something completely different. I want to play, well, here's a teacher talking about, well, you know what, we'll do the teacher in the next segment. Let's do this one. Let's talk about this, the Bachelor controversy, in case you haven't heard it. Here's somebody explaining the controversy.
ABC's The Bachelor has been in an off-screen racial melee this season as fans take to social media to complain that the show has not kept up with the racial justice movement. Now, Matt James, who is the current Bachelor, is the first black man to have been cast as the lead in the show's history. But one of his leading contestants attended a plantation-themed party in 2018 dressed as a member of the slave-owning class. And we've seen a lot of people come forward on social media and say that they are not okay with the way the show handled this. Now, in a matter of weeks, we have seen ratings slide. We've seen the show's longtime host, Chris Harrison, take a step back, and we've seen ABC promise to do better in the future for the franchise. But only time will tell if they're able to keep up with the times.
Let me save The Bachelor a little bit of time. You're doomed. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. It's doomed. When you start orchestrating, well, we need to do this because we want to appease the woke generation, etc., you are doomed. Look, whatever his name is, this guy, he's a good-looking dude. I don't care whether you rotate and say we're going to have an Asian bachelor, we're going to have a white, but don't do it just based on, oh, well, we've got to satisfy certain demographics or whatever. I don't know if you've been watching a lot of TV, but look at commercials. Look at what you're starting to see. And look, I have no problem seeing more black people on TV. I think it's wonderful. But if you do it organically, it's one thing. But watch how they're maneuvering. I'll give you a good example. I said it before. Watch the number of black women with non-black men. And I'll tell you, you're watching orchestration. You're watching people say to black women, it's okay to go outside your race. Because black women are unbelievably racist. They hate to see somebody else in another race. And all they are, they're fronting. You see, it's an issue for them that they can't get white men. It really is. I'm just giving you the honest truth. So now the commercials are showing, hey, black women, you can get white men. Look, America, black women can get white men. And they can, by the way, if they have the confidence to just say, you know what, I'll be myself and I'll do it. More to talk about on this weekend.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I was talking about The Bachelor as it pertains to woke lefties, the people fronting. You know, hey, look at me, virtue signal. How, look at the racism I see over there that says the woke white person. I see the racism. Look at that. Oh my gosh, look over there. There's more racism. Racism, racism everywhere. It's like it's a Dr. Seuss book. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I was talking about the Bachelor controversy, and here's the controversy. One of the girls who wants to be the bachelorette to this good-looking, hunky black guy is a white woman who went to a plantation-themed event at one point in her life. And so that's a controversy. Because this white woman, who obviously doesn't have a problem being on The Bachelor and pursuing this black man, is a racist. I want you to understand the concept of this. This woman who says, I'm going to be on the show. Well, you do realize that The Bachelor is a black man. I know, he's dreamy. Okay, we'll have you on. And then they find out, in her past,
she went to a plantation thing. That would be like if the guy was an Arab, the bachelor, and she dressed up as, I don't know, Aladdin, you know, a theme party for Aladdin at some point. Do you understand the level of stupidity that we are dealing with when they talk about racism? I don't know that you do. We got Oscar So White. Let me play just a couple of pieces of John Stossel talking about the Oscars and what some of the people were saying about, maybe it was the Emmys or the Grammys or whatever. It doesn't matter. I think it was the Oscars, because the Grammys, you know, you can't say that's so white because half the black people, you know, half the winners are black people. But here it is. I think they're talking about the Oscars.
It's Oscar Sunday and we are live.
It's Oscar season, and you've probably heard that in the future the Academy will impose
new rules for eligibility surrounding diversity and inclusion.
We are saying that women are of value, people of color are of value.
New inclusion standards say all films must meet certain criteria, like having a lead actor from an underrepresented group, or 30% of secondary actors. The descriptions go on and on.
Anyone and everyone who is on that list of marginalized groups that are now going to be represented are cheering.
Not everyone.
If the work is good, it doesn't matter if it's exclusively black people working on it, exclusively white, Asian, none of that should even matter.
Musician Eric July says quotas cheapen awards.
It's supposed to be based on merit, you'd think. That's what the awards are for.
And at least one actor publicly voiced skepticism.
It's about exclusion.
But so many in Hollywood love the new rules.
I think it's one of the bravest and most amazing things that the Academy has done.
No, it's not. It really basically turns the award into nothing. They feel sorry for you, so they're going to, let's say, give you an award.
But there has been discrimination.
Black movies do well, but the awards shows, historically, haven't given out the same number of awards.
Some movies are better than others. The 100-meter dash right now, top 10, like all of them, are going to be black people. That doesn't necessarily mean that there's some sort of wrongdoing.
What about the legacy of American racism?
Of course it's a thing. You can't say that it isn't. But this battle was already fought and won.
All right, I'm going to stop it there. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Eric July, or whatever the guy's name, the singer, he's exactly right. The battle has been fought and won, and yet we continue to fight the battle. And the reason why you fight the battle is because there's money in the battle. Now the controversy is about the Oscars. Now, what the left believes is the controversy, because there's an old saying, you know, all news is good news, and it'll bring people back. Well, they're not going to come back to The Bachelor. You're looking at the ratings drop. You got this good-looking black dude. I'm just telling you, he's a good-looking guy. He's on par with any of the white bachelors. But we're in America now, and in America where people look at good-looking white guys and good-looking black guys the same. To be honest with you, you know what I think most America thinks when they see these overly good-looking guys? They think they're gay. Happens to me all the time. People think Kevin must be gay. Look at him. I'm not. I swear I'm not. But it's a curse. I have to bear it, and I do. I bear it well. But that's what most of America thinks about really good-looking guys. There was a time when you'd see a really good-looking guy, and you might go, man, that dude gets all the girls. Not anymore. But The Bachelor's under controversy. The host of the show left. I don't even know the details of why he left, because I heard he really didn't do anything controversial per se. Maybe he didn't recognize that that contestant had gone to a plantation-themed event and she played one of the slave owners or something. Well, is it the Mandingo effect that she's wanting to be on The Bachelor? Because let me tell you something. I looked at the dude, and I know a lot of white women that would go, shoot, put me on that list, KJ. Yeah. And a few dudes. Yeah. Oh, boy, looks good. Could be my younger brother. What is he, like 6'5", you know, 3% body fat, lean, and I mean, shoot. He's a larger version of me. I'm a mini-me of the dude. I mean, I'd be, oh, I'm older. I'm older, but yeah. Don't be laughing out there in Radio Land. I'm a good-looking guy. But what level of crazy have we gotten to? That I dare you, Google toxic work environment, racist work environment, anything close to that, and there is no place you can go. There is nowhere to be safe with this situation. We've been talking about, why is critical race theory, why are all these racist things that are being taught, why are they so bad? And that guy, July, the musician, he laid it out. You will never feel as a black person that you've earned anything if this continues. It's just placating. You know, I love it when there's excellence in anything. I really do. I love it when you go somewhere, like there was a place called Donuts by George, this restaurant, not a restaurant, but a bakery in Mesquite, Texas. These, to this day, are the best donuts I've ever eaten in my life. I talk about this place all the time. When people say, we got the best hamburger, the best coffee, or the best ribs, or whatever, I go, whatever, okay, great. But I'll tell you this, Donuts by George is the best donut. I haven't eaten at every donut place. And I know everybody likes Krispy Kreme, but Donuts by George is the best. And it's a dude who owns a shop. He's a gay guy. His name is George. And he's just an amazing cat, right? You drive, people drive 2 hours. I'm not even exaggerating this. People drive 2 hours to wait in line to get donuts by this man. He starts baking them, you know what, super early. And all I can tell you is this donut is utterly ridiculously good. So here's my point. I don't care about his sexuality. I don't care about his color. If George was a black dude, and you know, and they called him Uncle George or Chicken George, I would be telling people about these donuts. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Atlanta police say the suspect in the shootings at massage parlors that killed 8 people was likely a customer in the past. Cherokee County Sheriff Frank Reynolds indicated in interviews what might have been his motivation.
He has some issues, potentially sexual addiction, and may have frequented some of these places in the past.
Police say Robert Aaron Long did take responsibility for the shootings and claims it had nothing to do with race or politics. New York Republican Congressman John Cato noting the entire crisis could have been avoided by the Biden administration.
Through irresponsible rhetoric and actions by this administration, we are seeing an unprecedented crisis unfold during a pandemic.
Cato and other Republicans made a trip to the border near El Paso, Texas on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump is once again urging everyone to get vaccinated.
Former President Donald Trump is urging people to get a COVID vaccination.
I would recommend it, and I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it, and a lot of those people voted for me, frankly. But, you know, again, we have our freedoms, and we have to live by that, and I agree with that also. But it's a great vaccine, it's a safe vaccine, and it's something that works.
Trump making those comments Tuesday night to Fox News. The former president's recommendation coming as Indiana and Ohio have become the latest states to announce they will open up their vaccine eligibilities. States are making plans to open up their eligibility after President Biden's call to have vaccines available to all Americans by May 1st. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A North Carolina man is under arrest for allegedly planting 10 pipe bombs around the town of Brevard. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, man, white folks under full attack. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson, KevinJacksonNetwork.com. See, I'm all frustrated. White folks under full attack. Yeah, boy, I can't even speak because there are days where I just wish I was white so I could show y'all I'm white and I could fight. Oh, my goodness. Did you see this story? Reflect on your whiteness. That's pretty interesting because white is a very reflective color. Reflect on your whiteness. I'm going to read this. This is from the New York Post. A city public school principal is asking parents to reflect on their whiteness, passing out literature that extols white traitors who dismantle institutions. This was confirmed by the New York Post last week. The woke offensive at East Side Community School in Manhattan features a ranking list titled The Eight White Identities, which range from white supremacist to white abolitionist. Let me just show you this. Talk about this. So, just to give you an idea, there's red all the way to green, and you need to figure out where you are, white people. Okay, so the worst thing you can be is a white supremacist. And the next worst thing you can be is a white voyeur. It's called white voyeurism. So I guess it's you looking at it, at racism, but you aren't really doing anything. You're just kind of outside going, ooh, look at that racism. It's so sexy. Oh, my gosh. White voyeurism. The next thing you can do is, so we got white supremacism, white voyeurism, and then we've got white privilege. Mm-hmm. So that's where you're benefiting from it, but you're, oh, no. I take that back because there's white benefit after that. So here's what's all in the red and the orange zone. White supremacist, white voyeurism, white privilege, and white benefit. Now, white benefit is in the dead center, and it's between benefit and white confessional. They make up the two equal, but they're in the yellow zone. And then white confessional to white critical, you start to go from yellow to green. I just want you to get a visual of this red zone that goes all the way over to green. Okay, so recapping, white supremacists, you know who you are out there. White voyeurism, white privilege, white benefit, Now we're up to white confessional. So as you start to see all those other things that I just mentioned, and you become a confessional person that goes, you know, I do understand why people, why black people are feeling this way. Yeah, okay. So now you're getting into the green zone, because now you become what's called white critical. Yeah, white critical. So you're flirting with green when you start to become critical. Like, yeah, man, the white man. Now, you don't have to start get talking ethnic, but it would help if you were to say, and I know I'm white, but the white man needs to understand what he has done to the black man. You see, over time, impediment, reparations and stuff. So if you start getting to that, you're in what's called white critical. From white critical, you migrate to white traitor. Well, you denounce your white people and you start holding up your fist and you become like a Colin Kaepernick and say, I don't even recognize my white side, which in this case is Italian. So he doesn't recognize it. Or you become completely what's called a white abolitionist, which means you are completely now between white traitor and white abolitionist. You are in the very safe zone. You have become Rachel Dolezal. To the point where you want, you don't even want to be associated with white. You now can profess, I ain't white. I don't care what my parents were. I don't care how I was raised. I don't care what my DNA says. I could get sickle cell up in here in a minute. And you officially can go down and register. Of course, with the help of a white person, you could go down to some government office and get your official black person ID. Again, you need a white person to help. Or if you get a white person to help, you might be able to go on the internet and get it, because Joe Biden says, you, if you're black, you need to have somebody help you get on the internet, because you poor black people, you don't know how to get on the internet. I'm so sorry. So what's Joe? He is white critical, right? He's white critical. White people have helped, have stopped black people from being able to get on the internet, and it's awful. It's awful. I've been trying to change it for 47 years. I sponsored legislation that would change that. That would let allow black people to get on the internet, and it was ignored by the Republican Senate. The Republican Senate would not even hear my bill to let black people get on the internet. This is pathetic. This is how they are. This is how they operate. What are his catchphrases? Joe Biden always says, you know, that's the truth. You know, or he's just, what is it? We played a clip of it. Come on, man. Why do I have producers when y'all can't produce? When I'm on something, if I don't think of it, I want it here. Because see, here's the deal. I don't want to become white critical on you, but I will get white critical, and it'll be different than this green map I just talked about. White critical. Man, so white supremacists all the way over to white abolitionists. But hey, there is room for you to grow. This is the good news. White folks listen to the Kevin Jackson Network. This is good news. You got rooms to grow. This principle, they said the curriculum was written by Barner Hess, an associate professor of African American studies at Northwestern University. And he says there is a regime of whiteness, and there are action-oriented white identities. People who identify with whiteness are one of these. And then he gave this 8-point checklist that I just read off. And he says, it's about time we build an ethnography of whiteness, since white people have been the ones writing about and governing others. So in between the two extreme identities of supremacists and abolitionists are these various categories that I mentioned, and they spell it out. So look, I'm not going to argue about his little map or his what he called his ethnography. I'm not going to argue that. I'm sure there are whites that are all through that. But if you look at it, the real question we should be asking ourselves is, why are we segregating human beings into this color wheel? Let me put it a different way. Are there not supremacists? Are there not voyeurs who look at problems and go, look at him over there, like a George Soros? You know, he's all over there going, yeah, look at what I did to America. Oh, my gosh, I got him fighting. I got him talking about crazy stuff. Isn't there privilege, those that think that they're better than others of all colors? Oh, really? You don't think Jay-Z thinks he's better than the average black? Yeah. Live among them, Jay-Z. That's what I say. Don't live in your gated neighborhood around white people as you criticize white life and have a wife. Both Jay-Z and his wife has so much white blood in them. If you ran their ancestry DNA, it'd be embarrassing. Beyonce, please. Don't we all have benefit? Aren't there people benefiting on others as we move into this color wheel into the good side? Aren't there those who are willing to do a confessional that say, you know what, I've done some things that maybe I shouldn't have done that have gotten me ahead, and whatever color you are, aren't there people who are critical of the way the system works? Aren't there people who are a traitor, if you want to call it that, to the existing system that says, you know what, this system is not fair to everybody, and I want to make sure that it is? And aren't there the abolitionists who fight for the rights of the little guy? Why do you got to put white in front of it? But if we're going to play this little game, let's play it. How about we put black in front of it? Black supremacists. The black voyeurs who look as people are talked about just because they're white and they say nothing. What about the black privilege that's out there, that's affirmative action and all these other things where black folks are getting away with things just because they're like, oh, just look at the way they grew up and look at all this other stuff. Are there blacks not benefiting from this stuff? And then are there not blacks who are making the confessional, who say, wait a minute, this isn't right? Aren't there blacks who are critical of the system, saying, I not only know it's not right, I'm critical of it. I don't believe anybody should be rated above anybody else. Black Lives Matter does not supersede all lives matter. Aren't there so-called black traitors, if you want to call them that? The people who say, I denounce you for hating somebody based on their color. And aren't there not black abolitionists? Because I proudly stand as a black abolitionist. But see, you don't have to put a color in front of it, because I stand for the truth. I stand for anything that pushes back against the lies, the narratives, critical race theory. Really? We've done videos on critical race theory, and I've studied the thing in depth to the point where I know a lot more about it than I did a while back. And I'll tell you this, if you have to put race in front of anything, you are anti-American. You don't need to put race in front of anything. Critical theory, race? Put race in front of anything and tell me where it does anybody any good. The eight white identities. There are eight identities of people. There are those who do and want to correct what's wrong, and there are those who don't. On the left, where they put white supremacists, are supremacists. On the right, where they put abolitionists, are abolitionists. Conservatives.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Check.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com. 844-551-8255. Reflect on your whiteness. How about reflecting on your humanity? You know, I always like to flip stuff on leftists. Reflect on your whiteness. Okay, so you want to look at the worst nature of whites, how it's defined by the apologists, the blacks and what have you, black leftists. So the worst nature of whites are you people are power hungry, you're greedy, you've made everything you've made is at the you know, because of blacks or somebody that you've stepped on. I mean, that's the only thing I can imagine. So if I were white, if I were to come back at you, I'd say, well, let's reflect on your blackness. How about 50% of the crime being done by your people? You know, how about the reason why white people have to steal, if you want to call us thieves, and we work so hard, is because we have to take care of half the country made up mostly of people that look like you. I'm just playing devil's advocate because, see, I think these types of discussions, if I were white and you were to accuse me of something, I'd say, well, the reason why I take advantage of you is because I have to take care of you. See, because you don't care about education like you used to in the past, so you get made stupid and you go into things like black studies and social engineering crap, as opposed to degrees in, you know, science and technology and or how about this, just finding your passion and doing it. Instead, most of you seem to have your hands out. So, yeah, I take advantage of you. You know what? It isn't like you can't go work for yourself. Are there no black companies out there are there not enough black entrepreneurs that you can't figure out how to do something for yourself and you got to come work for me where I take full advantage of your crazy self, of you clowning? The fact that you don't want to go out and find what it is that's your passion, you're doggone right. I'm going to take full advantage of your little black behind. See, that would be me. I'd say, you know, you come out here, you smile for the man, then you go back into your own communities and you commit more crime against each other than anybody else. And not only that, you commit more crime against other people than anybody else. You don't seem to really want to solve your problems. You just want to blame somebody else. So blame me. Blame the white man. But see, I look around and I see you guys being successful. I see a handful of you. And by the way, those are the ones that are always complaining on your behalf. And they got more than I got. LeBron James, Stephen Curry, and all of them just complain. All you do is complain. We got poor white people. They ain't complaining. They just go out and they do their jobs. They're not blaming anybody. They don't have a boogeyman bothering them. But every time I turn around, you guys got a boogeyman. Well, you know the boogeyman? I met the boogeyman. He's black. He's called your shadow. He follows you everywhere you go, because that's your boogeyman. It's you, bro. See, that's what I'd be saying. Talk to me about the 8 categories of whiteness. I'll talk to you about the 8 categories of blackness. And there won't be anything good on your chart. Because it doesn't matter what socioeconomic barrier you are, you're complaining through the whole cycle. You could be poor, you're complaining. You could be filthy, stinking rich like LeBron James, and you know what? You will still figure out a way to complain. The system just don't let black people succeed. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so I got my 50 points and my 14 rebounds and my 13 assists, and I got my, you know, the $1,700 million contract, and I got my side deals, and I'm working with a white man named Warren Buffett to give me more money and stuff like that. Yeah, I built a community center for the black people. Nah, I don't want to live over there because, you know, it is a little dangerous. I don't want to raise my kids over there. Nah, I don't want to send them to the same schools where black people go because, you know, it's a little dangerous if people know who my daughter or my son is and all that. I don't want to do that, but I do want to help out. Yeah, let's talk about some black stuff, huh? Y'all want to talk? Y'all want to reflect on your whiteness? How about we reflect on your blackness? How about we reflect on your femaleness? How about we reflect on your LGBTQ-ness? How about we reflect on your Latino-ness or your Asian-ness or whatever else? See, that's how stupid this sounds. That's how stupid it is. Reflect on your whiteness. What? What is it? Whites dominating everything? Is that what we're supposed to reflect? Man, white people dominate. Really? Okay, so, do they dominate rap music? How many black people have been made overwhelmingly rich because of a music genre that white folks buy? Really? How many black people have been made filthy rich because white people go see their movies, buy their records, go to their concerts, buy their art? Hamilton is probably one of the most successful Broadway shows going right now.
They may break all the records when it's all said and done. I don't know whether it's white guilt, because I know the piece I've seen of it, it was junk. But if white folks are paying reparations by going to see it, here's the point. Hamilton may very well break all the box office records because what? America's so racist, man. NFL put 68% black before they started doing all the kneeling and stuff. There's still black multimillionaires, but they were blowing and going. Black people were becoming coaches, GMs, name it, you name it, even owners. And it still isn't enough. Because somebody got to get woke and check their whiteness. The people that want you to check the whiteness are the ones always looking at stats. Well, while black people have made strides as players in the NFL, there still are not enough owners. Well, I tell you what, why don't you get some African billionaires to come buy the sports franchises and get in the game? Oh, Kevin, it's a cabal. It's only white people that want to do it. It's always an excuse. It's only white people. If you want to buy a team, buy a freaking team. Right now, if you wanted to own a team, is there any better time as a black person in this country to say, hey, NFL, we want a black ownership of a team? Jay-Z bought into the basketball. Magic Johnson, I think, had bought a piece of basketball at one point. It isn't like anybody's precluding you from doing it. By the way, why do you want to go buy something that's already established? Why don't you go create something that hasn't been established? Why don't you go find the next black version of Facebook or something? We're always talking about entertainment and sports. What about tech? I'm part of a tech group. I would say to you people out there listening to the program, you want to be involved with me in something, how about we build something that's got a black man's face on it and it's got tech all over it. Byron Allen owns the Weather Channel. Did you guys know this? He owns the Weather Channel. He got in on this little clause that said the FCC said we want black ownership of some of these different things. And Byron Allen got in on it. Well, Kevin Jackson can get in on it. How about that? How about we put a consortium together and do that? And we start showing black kids that it's more than just shaking your butt on a stage or running a football or bouncing a basketball or whatever, that you can do more. How about we check our blackness on that? You want to check your blackness on entrepreneurship? Doing it by the book? Get going out, starting your own company, and putting that type of a mindset into black kids? Or you want to talk about the woke generation that is telling young black kids there's always an excuse for your failures? Let's check our blackness. Let's check our whiteness. Let's check it all while we're checking, okay? Let's reflect on it all. I'm happy to reflect with you. People that want to walk around all the time making other people feel bad about bad decisions made by black folks. Let me tell you something. White people are not impregnating 12 and 13-year-old girls and sending them out, you know, without baby daddies. They're not telling them to do it. White people aren't making black people be grandparents at the age of 30 or 32. They're not doing drive-bys in black neighborhoods. They're not pimping drugs, pimping women and selling drugs in black neighborhoods, committing all kinds of heinous crimes and so on. How about you reflect on your blackness? Oh, but Kevin, it's a systematic whatever. Okay, well, if it is a system, let me tell you who controls it. The handful of blacks who keep you in it, the Sharptons and all those guys, the D. Ray McKessons, the Jesse Jacksons and those types. Because let me tell you something, white people that I know, they don't really care. You want to get yourself out of that situation, I promise you, I'll find you a white person that wants to help you. You want to be a piker, they will abandon you. It's your choice. So yeah, let's reflect on everything, right? Let's reflect on our Americanism, our humanitarianism, etc. And you know what you find upon reflection? You find a bunch of leftists who don't give a crap about people. Walk talking about reflect your whiteness and building these ethnographies. It's insane. And we need to stop it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.